Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
This was a huge story earlier in the week, the one about the 41-year-old man that left the Rochester area with a 14-year-old girl, prompting, of course, an Amber Alert back on Monday. Now, the 41-year-old Robert Gonzalez has been arrested and charged with criminal sex act, use of a child in his sex act, and sexual abuse. Gonzalez appeared in Rochester City Court on Thursday to answer to a bench warrant on a third-degree assault charge. The Rochester City Court judge, Charles Crimey, you know the correct?
I don't.
Okay. Dismissed the charge and released him. But then the Rochester police investigators swooped in. They were waiting outside the court and immediately took him into custody for the Amber Alert case. He is expected to be arraigned this morning. He is accused, of course, of taking this young girl, 14 years old, to New York City without the permission of her mother. The 14-year-old girl is still in New York City, where she was in the hospital for evaluation. And her mother told News 10 NBC that she has been in touch with her daughter and just wants her to be returned home safely.
Yeah, she was all over the news, the mom there, and she's distraught, as you would imagine.
Oh, it's terrible.
On some happier news,
yes.
James Corden and Jeff Goldblum parodied Ariana Grande's Thank You Next video.
This is great. We have it up on Facebook.
On The Late Late Show. Here's just a little bit of a taste of it. Instead of Thank You Next, it's Thank You, Jeff.
He taught me patience. He taught me pain. Jeff Goldblum's amazing. He's a silver fox with black thick rim glasses. The way that he talks will charm off your ass. And for that I say,
James Corden's a pretty talented dude.
So when you played that for me a little while ago, I thought it was a teenage boy.
No, you can get up there.
Wow.
He's got some singing
chops. It's like Justin Bieber back in the day.
So Thank You, Jeff also features a burn book, but it's an ode to Goldblum's most iconic characters. Corden flips through the burn book in silk pajamas while Goldblum shows up in his Kris Jenner, Amy Poehler role. Grande responded to the spoof by tweeting, "May I please for Christmas have the Thank You Jeff book. It's for a friend, promise."
That is amazing. This is really freaky. So Botox parties are kind of something that have become, you know, trendier, and you probably heard of it. But if you're going to get fillers during a girl's night or at a girl's night, make sure the person administering them is medically trained and certified. It's not one of your buddies. It's not like a beautician.
Sure, just
whatever.
Inject me with this stuff.
Yeah. Incorrectly administered lip injections at a Botox party in the UK left a 29-year-old woman with lips so swollen they touched her nose.
Oh, I saw this photo.
The photos
are
crazy. We've got it up on Facebook. It warranted a visit to the ER, left her vomiting, shaking, and housebound for a week. The photos of her lips are so shocking that her story has made international headlines now. It was only after she went to a consultant clinic in London that doctors there were able to dissolve the filler. And 72 hours later, three days later, her lips were finally back to normal. A doctor in the UK said she believed that the woman had suffered a vascular occlusion, which can happen when lip filler is injected into or around an artery or vein, causing a vicious cycle of swelling and compression.
Yeah. injecting things into my body in the name of beauty? Not for me.
Not for me.
Definitely not for me. And finally, the Team PXY feed, a new report by the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Another one.
Suggests that electronic toys and games don't offer the educational value or learning as promoted. It claims there's no evidence of that. The study also states that the possible benefits of screen time and digital apps aren't proven to match those of active, creative, and hands-on activities. The report recommends babies 15 months old and under should not use an electronic toy at all.
Why am I not surprised?
For children between the ages of 15 months and 5 years of age, gaming and screen time should be limited to an hour per day or less.
Wow.
Instead, experts suggest, of course, using traditional toys such as dolls, trucks, blocks, and playing dress-up for younger kids. Nothing with a battery in it.
Wow.
Which, this is going to set some parents off.
You know, it's interesting because now that you're going to be a dad, you kind of have to
think about these things.
You have to think about these things.
For sure.
Are you going to be one of those parents that, you know, are you guys going to be the type of parents that are like, you know, no screen time, we're raising our kid without screen time?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. And because they say, what, 15 months and under, no screens whatsoever.
Yeah, that is so young, by the way.
That is pretty
young. It's not even a year and a half old.
Sure. And then as they get older, the hour a day.
Yeah.
Because I know there's parents out there who are even more extreme who say, no, you're right. Like, no screens at all. Not for my kid until, you know, X age.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, though. And there, I certainly know a lot of the drawbacks of it. I mean, I've seen kids who they get a look at that iPad or that tablet or that phone or whatever it is, and they just zone out, right?
Yeah, they're addicted.
Mm-hmm. And if they don't get it, then they cry and freak out and have a tantrum. But there is part of me that's also thinking they need to become familiar with all these things because that's life, right?
That's where, right, everything's going.
And what do people always say about kids these days? Like, wow, like, they're so young, but they know all this stuff about technology already.
Yeah.
So I think it's a balancing act.
It is. It's always a balancing act.
And,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I like to try to follow my dad's rule in life, and it pretty much applies to all things. Moderation.
Everything.
In moderation.
Everything in moderation.
Usually if you go moderation, then you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
So
Anytime there's absolutes involved.
Yeah. So, it's tough. So, you know, that's going to be something I'm going to continue to think about, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see as we go forward.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do. But I do think it's important that kids do familiarize themselves with these things, because imagine that you don't give your kid anything until the age of five and they go into preschool, they go into kindergarten.
Right.
And then by the time, you know, my kid is that age, that could be like what they're using in school.
Yeah.
So they're there. They're already behind the eight ball when it comes to learning things. So they have no idea what this is.
Yeah.
So we kind of got to play a balancing. It's tough. It's tough. I've said it before and I'm going to find it out for myself.
Yeah.
Parenting in 2018. It's never been harder.
Whew.
So we'll
see. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, it will be. And I'll be here to complain
and
cry about it.
You'll be telling everyone all about it.